UW-Milwaukee's Cinderella hope still alive in the unseedable men's baseball regionals. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Panthers take on fourth-seeded Auburn in a winner-take-all matchup tonight for the right to advance to the NCAA Super Regionals. Panthers suffering their first loss of the regional last night, 8-1 to the host Tigers. The two teams meeting tonight at 5 o'clock on ESPNU. Jacob Mizorowski capped off a 5-0 month of May with a 2-0 shutout win over the Astros on Sunday. The Miz tossing 7 innings of 3-hit shutout ball with no walks and 8 strikeouts to improve to 6-2 on the season.
He was very good. Let's face it. When you throw 7 big league innings against a team at their place that have won 8 out of their last 11 or 8 out of their last 12, and you have those type of horses in the middle of the lineup, you know, I thought he did great.
That's manager Pat Murphy. Mizorowski tried not to make a big deal out of it, but for the month, his ERA, 0.23. He allowed just 14 hits, 6 walks, and he struck out 57 in 28 and a third innings.
I mean, that's decent. Yeah, that's pretty good. again, I can't look at it, can't really focus on that, because as soon as you do, it goes haywire.
Brewers had just 4 hits, but they made them count as Jake Bowers clubbed a game-winning 2-run homer. Brewers open a 4-game series against the Giants at AmFam Field tonight. The Packers begin their second week of voluntary workouts today, holding the first of 3 OTA practices. Wisconsin football team has reportedly added former NFL executive Morocco Brown as their new general manager. In the Midwest League, Wisconsin beat Peoria 5-3, Beloit down Lake County 7-4, and Russell Henley captured his 6th tour victory after outlasting Eric Cole in a one-hole playoff to win the Charles Schwab Challenge. Denny Hamlin wins on the NASCAR circuit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.